Mad Max has been on his A game today. Did you play any boxing last night, Max? I'm about to ask you about that.
No, see that's
no
the thing.
Ring action?
That's the thing about boxing is like I never know that a fight is happening until either the day of the fight or the day after the fight happened. So it's usually I never really know when boxing events happen anymore because nobody tells me. Not even my Twitter timeline.
Well, yeah, I didn't get to see any hands moving last night. Trying to keep up with the college ball, and then tonight. And I don't want to get off this air and not mention Alabama and the Georgia Bulldogs. Who's under the pressure in your mind?
To me, man, this is Stalin's Russia versus Hitler's Germany. Like I want both teams to lose horribly, but under more pressure, I got to think Georgia's under the pressure here, man. They're going into Alabama. They need this win. Alabama, I don't want to say nobody expects Alabama to win because it's Alabama, but like Kalen DeBoer is in his first year as a head coach. So this is basically him measuring up to Kirby Smart, like seeing how they stack up, and if they might shock some people, we shall see. I will be locked into my couch tonight. I will, like a magnet to my seat. I will not be moving. I will be there. It will be incredible. Cinema even. Can't wait.
But who's under the most pressure in your mind?
I think Georgia is, because Kirby Smart, Now that I'm talking it out, I am essentially saying that Alabama is under the pressure to get the win at home against a very, very good Georgia team. But I think Georgia's coming off of a bye week after a suboptimal performance against Kentucky, shall we say. So it's a pressure cooker in this game. But I see both sides of it. In my opinion, I guess I'm going to switch my answer while I'm giving it. Alabama, Alabama is the team that like they need to get this win in order to prove that they are still Bama. Because I think there are some people who are doubting that, like Kalen DeBoer is certainly not Nick Saban. But yeah, so I Bama's under the pressure to get the win at home, and I kind of like their chances. We'll see. This Georgia team is definitely not the Georgia team of a few years ago. That's for dang sure.
It's just they've lost, I mean, with one game.
Came close to losing to Kentucky.
And unfortunately, Terp fans, if you're listening now, close your ears.
Yeah, close your ears.
You're not going to like it.
Close your ears.
Yeah, close your ears. 41-21. But it's not like what you think of the past. If I say a few years back, Indiana 41, you go, what? No. This is...
Signetti's the real deal, dude. I keep telling everybody I can.
He's that dude. A lot of people kicking themselves in the rear end. If they had a chance to hire him and they didn't, they blew it.
Dang right.
They blew it. Not everybody can do this. And that is coach. And even if you're not a position coach, it's what we're seeing here now. The jury's out, man. The jury's still out. But there's not as much doubt in my mind now when you look at it. I mean, you talked about Kingsbury's offense. He put on a clinic. I mean, he's coming up with things, offensive line. The line is waggling, going one way, coming back, reverse. He's innovative. I mean, he's got some things going. Now, how would this offense look without Jaden? Well, how would Kansas City's look without Mahomes? Is it the offense or the player? Tom Brady threw more checkdowns than anybody in the world. He's never, ever referred to his checkdown, Charlie. Why? Boy, it's flat out getting it done. He's getting it done. How about Flores, defensive coordinator for your Minnesota Vikings. Why are we not hearing more about what he's doing?
Man, listen.
Why? A lot of haters.
A lot of haters and a lot of people mad. He said mean things to Tua Tagovailoa that maybe may or may not have been justified.
Here's the deal.
When you stink, you should know you
first
stink.
First of all, I didn't think he had to, but he did apologize. He was rough around the edge. He did nothing Nick Saban hadn't done.
Yeah, this is true.
Nothing that the bullies who were head coaches haven't done. But he wasn't supposed to do it. And so we understand that double standard. When the owner comes to him and asks him to throw a game, and he has dignity and says, hell no, I'm not throwing a game.
Mm-hmm.
How dare he not do what the owner asked him to do? I don't need you to agree with me for me to make a statement. Shows you he runs circles around people as a coach. He's the only Belichick guy who's worth a damn that can coach without Bill. But he got a lot of Bill traits.
Yeah, he does.
But Bill's the only guy that can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not him. You can't be Black Bill Belichick. Oh, hell no.
No.
We ain't having that. We ain't ready for that yet.
Not in this league.
No, not in this world.
Yeah.
But we ready for Bill. Now, Bill was a jerk, and everybody knows it. But Bill wins so much, we accept that. But when the man told Tagovailoa, and he apologized, say he came harsh, when is anybody, did Lombardi ever have to apologize to Bart mm-hmm. Starr?
Exactly. Like it's.
He treated him like horse manure.
Yeah.
Landry treated Staubach like horse manure. Do you ever have to apologize to them? Never. But to his success, he did it. Otherwise, he'd never get hired. He's so much better than so many other people that have been hired and given the keys to things. Look at Belichick's other people. They're horrible. Horrible. The guy in New York, what an F up. Denver, F up. They're all over the league. They cannot survive. They're like a patient in ICU taking off oxygen. They're horrible. And they keep getting hired over and over and over. And none of them work. This dude down there killing people now. He's got to go through an extra level of clearance. It's the same old junk, man. Same old junk. And now he got people saying, man, I never seen nothing like what he's got going on. And they're doing this with a baby, refixing a guy at quarterback. So it's okay to bend the rules. Just don't act like you're innocent when you do it. And I ain't got no problem with it. I've been seeing this my whole life. You know? But don't think I'm stupid. Just I understand how the system works, and I have to accept it. But for God's sakes, I'm not blind. And neither are you. Neither are you. It's just time you admitted it. And I swear I won't make the same mistake. I did it. You know, I didn't take Minnesota the past 2 weeks. Have you taken them?
No, but I damn sure should have.
Me too. I was a numbskull. I'm taking them now every week.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, if they're playing Malik Willis this week, then yeah.
I don't give a damn who they're playing. Because I know now, this dude at Miami when he was head coach, he was winning then. The jerk that they made the head coach of the Giants, who's horrible, Bill's special teams coach. A jerk like that gets hired, just like here. That's what I'm talking about. That's this league. This league does it. Most of them aren't worth 2 cents. But the ones that are good, they're really, really good. Yeah, they're really good. And you know what? We may have one. And I'm so excited. After dealing with the crap we've had to deal with, I think we deserve it. Taking a break, 42-28. The guys we're pulling for are not on top. We'll be right back. Coming back to Biggie. Max been holding it down. Again, AWOD, perfect baton exchange. He always gives me a lead. I cannot let him down. Cannot fail him. Sam out in Fairfax. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I was just going to chime in on the start of this coaching discussion because you were talking about Bill Belichick, and I was like, you know, a head coach is really a leader, right? And I think one of the things, you know, he's got a reputation for being a jerk, like you said, but that's because he's a control freak, and he was trying to do everything himself. And so if you don't trust and delegate to your subordinates, right, look at what's happening to the Patriots now, right? They won because of Brady, ultimately, right? They won in spite of Bill. And, you know, even with all of the salary crap limitations and stuff like that, they kind of, you know, they're mediocre, their team. They don't really have any talent, and that's because of Bill, right? Ultimately, I think, you know, when you talk about what about his prodigy, you know, progenies, like, where are they? Well, he didn't allow them to do anything, in my opinion, right? I mean, do you guys see what I'm saying?
Well, he likes to shop for the groceries. He didn't seem to be great at that. I think he's better at coaching up whatever talent you have. But even out of the odds, none of them, they have a failure rate that is so high, it's unbelievable. And some of it's got to rub off on you if you're around somebody that's a good teacher or a good instructor. His have been, it's tragic how bad it is.
And that's kind of what I'm saying is that I don't know whether he's a good instructor or a good teacher if you're a control freak. And you just don't let your assistants do what they need to do, right? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if you try to control everything, how are the people under you gonna flourish?
Oh yeah, I understand that. Well, but there are other alphas. I mean, he's had some front office people that have Dimitroff and those that have left him and done well.
That's
there are
true.
Some people that have, but not as a coaching staff, because a lot of times you need somebody to tell you, hey, I disagree.
Right.
And stand up to
it. Is he the type of person who will allow that is kind of what I'm asking, right?
If not, then you got to be man enough to move on. Because if you stay with it, it retards your skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a win-win.
Kind of yeah. You gotta
yeah,
be
I wouldn't hire him. No, you're
up.
Right. I'm with you. But look at the Tuna. Tuna, he worked for Tuna. Same guy. Coughlin, same guy. But they all won.
Yeah.
They let Coughlin with Tuna. Belichick won without Tuna.
Right.
So that's where it gets dicey. Some people aren't built for it. They're just not. Because they should have learned up, you know, let's say success leaves clues. They should have been able to pick up enough to be good. None of them have been worth a damn.
Yeah,
that's kind of clear.
No, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm wondering how much of that is because of the way Bill ran his, you know, system. Right?
I can't blame Bill for that. I can't blame Bill. These are some weak, constituted individuals. Period. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, you can't forget. Tuna didn't fail. Tuna didn't bite his tongue. Bill went on and was great as a head coach. He did his own thing without Tuna. Coughlin did his own thing without Tuna or Bill. They were able to do it. They're alphas. These other people that went on without, there's no excuse for it. That's too much failure. But yet they were given an opportunity to fail, while others are not given the opportunity to fail. All I want to do is be given a chance. But when you're not given the same chance to fail, that's what tips the scales against some. Not all, but against some. And then when they prove that they can win and get it done, then you get a corrupt owner that's trying to get you to lose games for a draft choice, and the owners collude with this loser, and he's still there just because he's rich. Oh, is that all it takes? Oh, so if all it takes is to be rich and you can rewrite laws and stuff, then we're going to hell in a handbasket. That's unacceptable. It cannot be just because you're rich. That's bull malarkey. And all of y'all know that. To break we go. We'll be back. It's a beautiful thing happening in Indiana. First time in like 50 years, 5-0. Man, it's like when you break that seal, and I believe that that's going to happen here. We are going to get back to a point that we haven't been in a minute. And it's a beautiful thing.
Was Lee Corso the last guy to take Indiana to 5-0?
Lee looks like he could have been there 50 years ago, but that I'd only be guessing. I'd have to ask Sheehan.
That's true. Sheehan would know.
Oh, he'll know. God, no, he'll know randomly. He would know. But, you know, it's every time I see that first generation success, or like when you haven't been to like the Rose Bowl in a long time, and we took a team to the Rose Bowl and you beat Ohio State and Rose Bowl in 76, and you see that momentum, what it brings. The 72 game against Dallas at RFK, then to come back, and then, you know, World Grant, I mean, Dexter Manley, the tip, World Grant, the recovery, the score, the touchdown, the stadium rocking, to hear the chant, "We want Dallas." These moments, the 49er NFC Championship game, you know, they're pivotal things. The 91 team, the Steamrollers. But then when Joe went to his knees against the Vikings, Darryl Green, Monty Coleman, you know, the play. These are landmark moments that happened that a lot of us experienced, saw it. Mosley's field goal, snowflakes coming down, New York Giants. You know, and we're about to get back into that. We've had none of it for a decade almost. It feels like it. And now you can start to feel it. It's almost like, when's the last time you had goosebumps with this team? You know, it's like Virginia Tech. We're talking about it. I was in West Virginia when Mike Vick was there with the Hokies. I get chills thinking about it. I mean, it's those big moment games. Frisian and the Turtles. I mean, that night they're playing Florida State. It's when UVA beat Florida State. When Florida State wasn't losing to nothing. And the Cavaliers pulled it off. These are the kind of moments as sports fans we wait for. We live for this stuff. And we've been in the abyss. We've been shut out. It's like we haven't even been eligible for this stuff. But guess what? Looks like the pendulum has swung.